This is episode 1528. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I want to congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, I'll share with you a meditation technique to help you uplift your thoughts. And this is the final episode in our week-long Self-Care for Your Soul series, where each day this week you've explored a different meditation technique to nurture your soul. This is all about self-care, but not so much self-care to check things off a list, to feel as though you're making a lot of progress in your job or exercising every day for a week or eating well. Those are all important ways to care for yourself, but they don't necessarily give you hope or help you to feel more fulfilled in your life or give you the kind of meaning in your life that's lasting. And so many times it's easy to neglect your passions and your emotions and what helps you to feel as though you're really engaged with your life. So that's what this whole series has been about. In today's episode, as I mentioned, as you are guided through this technique that you can carry into your meditation, I encourage you to reward yourself by going outside to meditate and maybe even doing a walking meditation. This is important to do once a week if you can do it. So instead of walking from point A to point B mindlessly, just randomly thinking different thoughts, try focusing on the world around you in a mindful way, noticing the light and the weather and the textures on the plants you see around you, or the rocks, or maybe the road, or buildings, or people. This is a beautiful way to celebrate ending a series all about self-care. So you know where you can find the full guided meditations. They are at our new Sip and Om app. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M. And we have the iOS, Apple, and also the Android version available for you. You can try it for 2 weeks free. We're offering a special promotion, and you get 1,500 plus meditations organized into weekly series. And each series has its own journal and guide with the different techniques organized for you. You also get a Facebook group, and you can save your favorite meditations and even download up to 7 meditations a week to listen to off the grid. So if you're traveling or you're somewhere without an internet connection, you can still listen to the meditations. So again, you can go to the Google Play or the iTunes Apple Store to find the Sip and Om app. For now, You might be outside, and if you are getting ready to walk, just close your eyes for a moment and begin to settle your thoughts. Keeping your eyes slightly elevated to keep your mood uplifted. Straighten your spine. Relax your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach. And inhale and exhale through your nose, feeling the cool, refreshing air as it enters your body, oxygenating your cells. Exhaling tension. And if you're walking, begin to take your first few steps. If you're seated meditating, you could visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. Maybe at the beach, or in a forest, or in the desert. And as you meditate, think about the past week, or even this day. And notice the emotions you experienced that uplifted your mood. These are the emotions that feed your soul. And think of what triggered those emotions. And then consider what emotions seemed to bring you down, where you felt your thoughts descend and your emotion and mood descend. And think what triggered those emotions. Now, allow yourself to walk. If you're outside, or if you're seated, visualizing yourself somewhere beautiful, notice what uplifts your mood, what elevates your emotions, and focus on those things as you walk. I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you. You are so worth slowing down for.